We've been talking, you know, about what all the royal clown show that's happening across the pond. And for the first time, the British monarchy seriously floundering, flailing. Mainstream American media, British media, Tina Brown, the different higher profiled people in the UK are just really now just expressing their unabashed, how aghast they are and appalled they are that it is clear that the two palaces, Buckingham Palace being King Charles and Kensington Palace being Prince William and Kate, are fighting because of all this. Where is Kate? And the way this whole thing has spun out of control. I mean, TMZ put together in just 1 week, they investigate, where's Kate Middleton? Again, last night, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, Extra, and all three of the morning shows this morning had an update on everything Kate, everything with the palace. I mean, they've completely lost control. And one of the things that I've referenced, but not everyone watched the Harry and Meghan on Netflix. That was a couple years ago, but there was really a lot in that Netflix thing that Harry explains. And this is just a little part of the Netflix where Harry talks about his complete frustration with his father and his brother about why are we working with these newspapers and tabloids and acknowledging that they get any respect from us when they throw all of us at different times under the bus and they're not to be trusted, you know, and Rupert Murdoch now, he's been accused of like knowing and giving the go ahead on Prince Harry and Hugh Grant and all the phone tapping. But Prince William settled a thing with Murdoch and the Daily Mail like in 2016 for some stuff they said about him. Yet they still continue to have this royal Rhoda cooperation. And so here's Harry just a little bit from that Netflix just explaining in his words something that, like, you know, I never really quite understood it until I heard him explain it. So let's just hear it.
The family and the institution's part in constantly feeding the British press with lies, mistruths, misinformation.
You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories. The comms team want to be able to remove a negative story about their principal. They will trade and give you something about someone else's principal. So the offices end up working against each other. And to see my brother's office copy the very same thing that we promised the two of us would never, ever do, that was heartbreaking. First, there needs to be conversation and accountability. And if that doesn't happen, then that's very sad. There are things that will still anger me, but I'm not angry anymore because I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
And what he was referring to is like, when Prince William, it first came out in Tatler, which is would be like a Vanity Fair in the UK, with that it was very well known that there was one specific affair that Prince William was having, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, all of a sudden that story got shut down. And then there were like just a flurry of just incredible Harry and Meghan stories. And Harry knew, he was like, why are you throwing me and my wife under the bus? Yeah. Just ignore them. Don't, you know, like there's other ways to deal with it. So we're seeing in real time that Charles and William, they're not, their comms teams are all working. No one is working together.
Yeah.
And apparently Buckingham Palace, quote unquote, is quite enjoying the debacle that's happened. And Kensington Palace finally did one good, smart PR thing today, which they let it be known and had it verified with the pub so that they could not be accused of just making up the story, because that's now where the both palaces are at, especially Kensington, that Kate Middleton sent over via her secretary or whatever, but sent over $2,500 to an Irish pub where the Irish guard went after they did their parade on Sunday, and she's the patron of this Irish Guard.
Okay, okay.
So they finally, you know, got a good story.
Yeah.
They got an easy story out there, but that is like always what is going on when you see these dueling headlines.
Yeah.
The people are throwing each other under the bus. And right now, the only one who's really happy, genuinely happy, is always Prince Andrew, because the eye will be back on him when the scoop airs on BBC, which is the Gillian Anderson story about the BBC reporter who got Andrew to cooperate and, you know, just act very blasé about his friend, longtime friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, went on TV.
It's so wild. No, and I think it's there's something to be said about the hurt in Harry's voice when they were growing up, how much they would say, how this is the worst thing. We can't believe our dad does this. We can't believe this.
And their mom did it, too.
Yeah.
The parents fought dirty
with the tabloids,
with their comms teams.
And I'm sure they saw that and just kept saying, we'll never do that. And then the moment that they did it. I mean, that must have just ripped him apart. And you can tell in his voice. I mean, there's so many times we can all relate to that, seeing something that our parents do and talking with our siblings, like, we'll never do that. And then the minute you go, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, we're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, Tina Brown was on a British morning show yesterday, and she said that William and Kate's storyline is like something straight out of a Kardashian episode. And she's a royalist and she's always pro and very defensive. But she's just like, you know, she called it a cock up of epic proportions.
Well, there you go.
She said, I think, you know, she said it's just an absolute comms disaster. It's a cock up more than a conspiracy. And I don't understand what is going on. It's like an episode of the Kardashians.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to keep seeing that. I think that this is the beginning of this, because it doesn't seem like things are going to get better.
Well, I mean, the Irish Guard, the $2,500 and 700 pints of Guinness. It's a good start.
Right? I love how they're like, let's take this win.
Let's do it. Let's make sure. And oh, yeah, we actually did that. Yes, yes. No one will be able to accuse us of making up a story or sending money after the fact. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts. Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for Learning RX with 7 metro locations. And if you can't make a location work for you, and they're also in Hudson, Wisconsin, but they can do teletraining too. But when that very first step, when you bring your kid in, or maybe it's yourself that's going in and you take the cognitive skills assessment test, the types of things that LearnNRX helps people with, if there's been a diagnosis, maybe you're even coming in with this ADHD, autism spectrum, dyslexia, or another type of reading disorder, it was speech or concussions. Also, you know, getting to that root cause after you take that test, they are like, okay, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to be training your brain to be able to process and auditory, all of that. 952-949-6900. They will help you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
It's just random. It's all it is. Okay, I have.
I just did that in my head.
We have to, right?
And every time, only when you're here.
Listen, I usually treat this segment as how can it benefit me?
That's good.
Thank you. I get a lot of when I was having the kiddo, I would ask questions about what things to buy for my baby shower, things like that. And now we've got another dilemma.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with doing my own gel nails. I do them constantly.
Oh, Lily's that way too.
I love, it's like a ritual for me. I love doing it. My light broke. Oh. My gel nail light broke. And I need our listeners to give me a heads up at some point. You can go jump on one of my socials. But I need, what light should I get? I need a good gel nail light. And it's important to me. And it's, Lori, will you pretend it's important to you too?
Go when to I look Sally's. Up?
I should.
Beauty Supply, right on University.
They're always great.
Boom.
They're
boom.
Lovely.
It's Answer. Done. You'll have all the nail stuff. It's there. It's up to beauty standards of some kind.
Do you wonder, nails are so expensive if you go to the salon and do them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. First of all, I'm anti-gel.
I know you are.
I think they're terrible for your body and your nails.
I know. When I told you I was putting my fingers under a UV light thing, you were like,
yeah,
what?
You're gonna get cancer of the fingernail, not for years and years, and by then, you know, they'll just probably have something. But I don't know, I have a bad experience. I feel like your nail beds, they're little, they're breathing. Think of them as scallops,
yeah,
the scallops of your finger. All of that nail bed likes oxygen,
and every
time you put all this stuff over it. Your fingers are starved of oxygen. What are you really doing to your body?
You and my husband, and you're one of my actual, you've influenced me in so many ways.
Don't let my gel phobia kill you.
Literally,
from your
when
joy.
Justin constantly is like, this stuff is, there's no positive.
It's,
do you understand?
The smell of it. When I sit with Lily and do it, I'm like, how is that good for you? It just smells like.
I have fought through his, negativity. I will fight through yours just fine. So don't worry. There's things that I let you influence me, but then there's things that I'm like, I love that for you. I love having, it's
I
so fun
and
to me.
And they look so, and I wish I would care about my nails. I really do. When Julia and I got our very first Gracie Award and the very first year we went to the Green Actor Guild Awards.
Did you get fake nails?
She made me get a manicure.
Did you get fake ones too?
No. Those things hurt.
I've only had fake nails, I think, twice in my life, and I was miserable.
Oh, and the fake toenails. I tried that
one.
What? Oh, they have press-on French manicure.
Clack, what?
Yeah, and they're so pretty, and I did them myself, and I did them in front of Casey on a summer afternoon, and we were going to a party. He goes, what the hell are you doing? I thought you didn't even like nail polish. I go, I'm in love, and there's a secretary here who told me about, go to Walgreens, and Sally Hansen has all kinds of toe press-on nails in French manicure.
I have never in my life. I'm very, very, so my feet, because I run, I'm obsessed with.
Well, you're going to love these.
I don't want them touching my feet. I don't want anything touching my feet. I rarely even paint my toenails.
Right, but if you were going to something and you wanted to have presentable feet.
Oh, no, I would do anything once or twice.
A press-on toenail.
Yeah.
I went to this party. You couldn't believe all the ways I was trying to get the neighbor ladies to look down at my feet so I could get a compliment. I've never been able to have a French manicure because I like my short toenails.
And same.
So these are a little, they really are like foot model pretty. And I had them on and I went to bed that night and then like 2 a.m, boom, 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 boom. Every toe in my body had a heartbeat. And it was just boom, boom. I could feel all my toes throbbing. They're starved of oxygen.
The only time I felt that way that you're exactly feeling is once I was wearing a onesie that was too short on me.
Oh, yeah.
And it felt like it was pushing on my toenails and I could feel my heartbeat in my toenails.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you have an infected finger and you can feel it kind of
Or I've had ingrown toenails too. That's why I'm obsessed with wearing shoes that are a little bigger for me. I won't wear anything that pushes on my toes at all.
Yeah. So anyway, the press on toe, I did have a
I love that.
Glorious toe day one day.
One day.
Life.
Did you take any photos of your feet?
No, I didn't. But I mean, I can't ever tell Julia about it because she really wants us to have. She thinks I should be a OnlyFans foot mom.
Yeah, you with those toes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything special about my feet. I don't understand.
But see, you're so low maintenance that, like, if you did do that, you would just rely on, like, me to take the photos and I'd get a cut. So I also want you to get involved in that. Okay, another fun thing you need to know about, which is happening tomorrow, and I already told Rocco for new music. So we're doing this thing all the time with making things bonus tracks, right? Like, we're adding the extra. This one's called Gut Spilled, a deluxe edition.
You mean artists?
Yes.
To get us to buy another
version or have more, draw more attention to it. It's just an obsession. I mean, lately people are doing it constantly. Taylor Swift does it constantly. So Olivia Rodrigo is jumping on the trend tomorrow. She's coming out with her Gut Spilled, a deluxe edition that puts the four previously vinyl only tracks up for digital consumption. So, and then there's a fifth brand new one bonus track. So if you like the album Guts, which I know you do, we're going to have new music from Olivia Rodrigo tomorrow.
Cool. That's not bad.
Not bad.
I do have FOMO for missing that concert last week that I bought tickets for so long ago. And I was on it right away. I was like, we got to go.
I have, like, where I was just talking to Grant about it. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't talk about this concert that much because I was supposed to go with Lori. Because I was supposed to go with you.
You were supposed to go with me.
But you did make a 12-year-old very happy.
This is all I ever want when I have concert tickets to sell. I want them to go to somebody that's like, yes!
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to have to pay some outrageous. They're just going to pay what I paid.
I know, exactly. And we were both in awe that how close we were.
The seats, yeah.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I would say 40% of that was because Josie was so excited.
Yeah.
So, aww, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Well, and I heard Olivia. I mean, both music critics just said she's incredible.
She killed it.
The rock star we didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
I know, you guys. And she had this one part where the video camera is on the floor, like literally under a clear panel. Yeah. And she sings at it and lays on the ground. Oh, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Okay, a quick one. They're looking at, you know, since Barbie worked and they want to, of course, figure out how to make more money out of things, they're doing possibly The Sims movie. Yes, the video game The Sims.
This is cool.
Movie in the works with Margot Robbie's Lucky Chap, Vertigo, and Loki director Kate Herron. So I think now, it's the idea that Hollywood is going to be looking at every possible video game, action figure, everything is coming into play. I even saw that there was a video game, The Ark, that is also getting turned into a movie as well. So,
well, unfortunately for all these movie makers, Barbie, that movie set such a high bar in terms of creativity. Storytelling, visual, you better not come with some busted version.
Like, Sims is so funny because I was a Sims addict. It's literally about people. So it's like, isn't every movie about the Sims technically then?
Right.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see how they build that one out because I was a Sims guy too. And
God, it was so addicting.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for Hammernick's Flooring Solutions, and they are ready to help you whether you have a home, a rental property, maybe you've got a commercial business, a restaurant, and you're needing to do a remodel, a refresh. Just know that at Hammernix, you're working with a, you know, small business, locally owned, Lynn and Ted, over 74 years. I mean, that's just incredible. And same with the employees that are working there, the installers. And when you work with Hammernix, they make it so easy for you and take care of absolutely everything. And they work with people, whatever your budget may be. And they've got three superstores. They're in Hudson, right off the Frontage Road, New Hope 169 and Bass Lake Road, and in St. Paul on Rice Street. And there's also a location in Rochester. That's Hammernix Flooring Solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are delighted. We have a My Talk Loves Local company. And Julia and I were like doing cartwheels when we were like, oh my gosh, we're going to meet someone who owns a Bridgeman. So Crystal Bakker, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a Duluth girl. So Bridgeman's is near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I'm of the age that in kindergarten, my grandmother, we drank, you know, that's the milk. I love that cold milk out of the Bridgeman's bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like my grandma had it delivered.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Duluth, yeah.
Yeah.
The milk company started in the late 1800s, and then the Bridgeman's ice cream started in 1936.
That's incredible. Yeah. And you are at the Bridgeman's in Woodbury.
So we own the whole brand.
The whole brand.
So wow. We make and manufacture the ice cream, all of the original recipes, and then we also opened up the ice cream parlor in Woodbury.
So any Bridgeman's, you guys test and make sure, or you know that they are getting the same ice cream.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
My favorite ice cream, and I don't think you guys make it year round, but maybe things have changed, and that's why you're here, Crystal. Peppermint crisp.
I do have it at my parlor year round, but it's the only place you can get it year round.
Well, this is just good to know. It's got the green, and it's the most amazing ice cream that you'll ever have. And it's an original. Bridgeman's came up with it.
Yep.
Do you know who came up with it in the family?
Or I don't know. Yeah. The Bridgeman's family hasn't owned the company for a long time.
Right.
We are probably the sixth owners.
Owner? Yeah. That's not very, for a company that old, that's like, you know, you're in a vintage company with a vintage brand name.
Yes, and we are still small, family owned. I own it with my brother and my cousin, and I have two full-time employees.
Yeah.
That's it. So people know the brand, and they don't realize that we're still this small family-owned company.
You guys have such good food. Like, my dad and I, one of our favorite places to go in Duluth was, and it would be good because it was right by the Miller Hill Mall.
Yeah.
Halfway for anyone who lived down the hill or up over the hill. We'll meet at Bridgeman's. And my dad was just like, no matter what, you know you're going to get excellent food here.
Yeah. Jay and Emily Broman own the Duluth location. Yeah. And they're great. They have fantastic food. Great. Obviously, they sell our ice cream as well.
So at your ice cream parlor in Woodbury, we can get peppermint crisp year-round.
Yep.
And then peppermint bonbon, my second favorite. Yep.
Just like a peppermint-aholic.
I love the peppermint flavor. What are your other, like, big favorite, you know, like, what are the ice creams that people...
Well, I brought you some. Oh, do you want to try
I'm
it?
I'm just die. Okay.
I know. This is the best. And I love that I'm here. So sorry, Julia. Your job is so hard today.
My favorite is the salted caramel espresso. I don't even drink coffee, and it's really good.
Oh boy.
So it's our coffee ice cream, and it has swirls of caramel and chocolate espresso.
Now this is like a newer Bridgeman's ice cream flavor.
This was the first flavor that we came up with after we bought the company.
It was. Yeah. Because Bridgeman's always had more. They wouldn't have had anything quite this fancy.
Yeah, we're known for being like old classic flavors. We're not the like new trendy vibe. So
that's
generally, that's what we go after. But we do have a few new ones. So that salted caramel espresso is really good.
And I'm sorry, salted caramel, I wish that bacon could be wrapped in it. I mean, I love salted caramel.
It really is. And it's like, what's cool is it's like folded in there in a way that I can't explain. It's just layered. It's so good.
It's so good. That's the one that I could just sit and eat until I get sick.
Same.
So how did you come to own Bridgeman's?
Yeah. So it's kind of a funny story. So I went to school to be a teacher. I was teaching third grade in North Minneapolis. My best friend's dad owned the company. And after he passed away, his wife approached my dad, who owned some businesses, and asked if he might be interested in buying Bridgeman's, because we scooped Bridgeman's ice cream at our family's resort.
Okay.
And I hooked them up. My dad and Kathy spoke, and I called him afterwards. I said, so are we buying Bridgeman's? And he's like, well, I don't think I'm going to, but you should. I was 29. I'm like, am I old enough to do that?
Right? I don't even think I had like full ownership of my phone at that time. Yeah. Like, I think I was like rented it. Like, 29. Yeah. That's amazing.
So we just, at that point, I had left teaching and decided to jump all in. Pat Janish is our director of operations. He has been with the company. I can't tell you because he'll get mad.
Yeah.
But longer than I've been alive, he's worked for Richmond's. It's his only job. And so we said, we'll buy the company if he comes with it.
Right.
Because we know how to, I'm from a family of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I know how to run a business, but I know nothing about ice cream.
Right.
And so he agreed and he came and he's still with us part time.
Yeah.
And we've spent the last, we bought it in 2015. So we spent the last 8 years just learning everything there is to know from him.
I love that your dad just, you know, like, yes, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That encouragement. And you were already familiar with the product.
Yes. I love ice cream. So.
And Bridgman's, it really is the best.
Yeah. It is. It's so
I'm so glad that you bought it. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened? Who knows?
And Kathy and Steve Lampe owned it, she had met him working at Bridgman's. I think she was a waitress. He was a busboy. Mm-hmm. He worked his way up to being the vice president of the company before he bought it. So it just was so close to their family's heart that she didn't want to sell it to just anybody.
Right. She wanted to sell it. To take care of the brand. Yeah. It is a legacy brand as far as...
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota is concerned.
Yeah, it's iconic.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel like such a fool because you guys are talking about Bridgman's food. I had no idea you guys had food.
Yeah.
They're like parlors.
So our ice cream parlor in Woodbury is ice cream only. It's old fashioned ice cream parlor. So what we do that's different, that's really cool, is we serve the malts with the tin. You can get a glass tulip sundae. Mm-hmm. Come in and sit down at the booth and kind of have those old Bridgman's memories.
Mm-hmm. Can you get a turtle sundae still?
We make a turtle sundae still, yes.
I still remember that's my favorite sundae.
Yeah, but the restaurant in Duluth is the only Bridgman's like full restaurant left.
And then
yeah.
You guys do catering or?
Yes.
Okay.
So we cater weddings. Grad party season is here right now.
God.
So we come and set up an ice cream station and we'll typically drop it off on a Friday and come back that Monday. So you just set it up wherever, your backyard, your garage, and your guests can just serve themselves ice cream. Yeah, it's different than cake and everybody loves it. There's a flavor for everybody.
Yeah. What are their new flavors? So I see a key lime pie.
So I just handed you key lime pie. Key lime pie is our new flavor this year.
Oh, boy.
So don't rush out and get it. You can't get it anywhere right now for the parlor in Woodbury.
Oh, in Woodbury, yeah. We can't get this.
You can get it in Woodbury. We're still working on getting it out to other scoop shops. But this flavor only comes in our 3 gallon tubs. You're not going to find it at the grocery store. You're going to have to find somebody that's scooping Bridgman's or come see us in Woodbury.
It is so citrusy and good.
Yeah, but you know what's insane is that the pie crust
is
soaky. Like, I don't know how to describe it without using the word, like, they're not.
It's crunchy.
It's crunchy still.
Yes.
It feels like that's wild.
Yeah, it's really good. We actually tried launching this flavor in 2020, and it was unfair to key lime pie.
It was.
Hey, a lot of us had an unfair run in 2020.
So we didn't do well, and we didn't make it again. And then people got mad. Yeah. So we're like, you know what? Key lime really deserves another shot.
Yeah.
So we normally make one new flavor each summer. And if it does really, really well, then we'll add it to our line and it stays. And if it doesn't, then that one round was it. And then we move on to a new one.
Do people always want to tell you, like I did when you came in here, share their immediate Bridgman's memory with you?
Oh, we call it, what's your Bridgman's story?
Okay, it's like, we use that hashtag. I was totally guilty of that.
Laura was so excited.
The best thing ever. It's my favorite part of my job is because everybody that I meet has a Bridgman story.
Yeah.
Grandma brought me there after church. Mm-hmm. That's where I met my husband there. I mean, everybody has their own story.
Okay. And let's say we specifically want to ask a question that will benefit us. Like, you live in Eden Prairie. What's the closest Bridgman? Like, where are all the Bridgmans?
So there's two. There's our old-fashioned ice cream parlor in Woodbury.
Okay.
That's ice cream only. And then there's the full restaurant in Duluth.
Okay.
And so that's it for the Bridgman's locations. But we make and manufacture the ice cream and sell it wholesale.
Right.
So there are other scoop shops that can purchase our 3 gallon tubs and scoop it themselves. We also make a 1.5 quart that you'll find at like family-owned grocery stores, meat markets, things like that we sell. If you want to look, you can go to Bridgmans.com. There's a locations tab, and you can just type in your zip code, and it will pull up a map with the pins of where you can find it near you.
A lot of these local and grocery stores, they carry that because people are like, yes.
Yes, it's very good. People get super excited when they see it.
So that stuff is for sure. Then if I see Bridgman in a store,
it's Bridgman.
That's Bridgman's. That's the stuff you put your hands on. You know that's going to be.
Oh, this is like a Willy Wonka bag of ice cream.
This isn't even the end.
You've got licorice, blueberry cheesecake swirl.
Yes,
happy Nova. Oh my gosh, Julia is really going to be mad.
Oh my god, she's. This is what Julia's going to die for, licorice, because she likes those Good and Plenty's that I think are poisonous.
The licorice has like a cult following.
It does.
So when we first bought the company, one of the first things we ran into was that the company we bought the candy pieces from discontinued making it.
Uh-oh.
So we had to stop making the ice cream until we could source a new licorice candy. And I am not exaggerating when I tell you that I got hate email once a week for 2 years.
You're kidding.
Because people were so mad that we hadn't made it.
Oh my God.
And finally, so the old version of Bridgman's Licorice Crisp, it looked like a chocolate chip. So it was like a vanilla with a dark chip in it. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't find another licorice candy that didn't kind of bleed into the vanilla. The taste is there. It tastes great, but it looked different. And we didn't want to bring it back if it wasn't what people remembered. And after 2 years, we're like, maybe they don't care. So we went on social. We went on social media. We said, it tastes great. It tastes the same, but it just looks a little different. I think we had 800 comments immediately. Oh, everybody's like, just bring it back. We don't care. We just want licorice ice cream.
You're ready.
Well, it's a very unusual flavor. Very unusual flavor to
find. Did you try the licorice one?
I'm not a licorice fan.
No, but it's not intense.
I'm saving it for Grant because he gave me puppy eyes.
So really quick, a crazy story about the licorice. Yeah. So Bethany Frankel apparently loves black licorice ice cream. And she had gone on, I don't know if it's TikTok or whatever, and was telling everybody about how she loves black licorice. So one of our fans here in the Twin Cities must have heard her and shipped her our black licorice ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know any of this. We ship it out on goldbelly.com. And so I'm just sitting at my desk working and I get a notification across my phone that Bethany Frankel has tagged me in a video, which I'm like, okay, that's a spam account. Trying to get my followers, right?
Yeah.
So I like open my phone and there she is holding a tub of Bridgman's ice cream.
And raving about it.
Telling the world it's her favorite ice cream and the whole world. It was insane. She's posted a few more times about it. So she's bought it again.
Yeah.
But it blows my, I don't know how it found its way to her. She could have been in New York and it got sent to California. Like, I don't know. The fact that it made its way to her kitchen blows my mind.
So wild.
Yeah.
But I could tell. I mean, it's one of those things. Look, I'm not a licorice fan. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's both intense and subtle, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. Most people, if you like licorice, they love it. If you don't, the response is, that's not as bad as I thought.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Which in conclusion just means that bad ice cream is still
and on
amazing.
Social media, are you guys just Bridgman's?
Bridgman's ice cream.
Bridgman's ice
on Instagram and Facebook.
Do you feel happy? Do you like what you put out there on the gram and on your social media?
Okay, if you don't follow us, you should check us.
Right,
so me and then Elliot, he runs our parlor in Woodbury, and he does all the really dumb videos with me. It's the two of us and all of them. But we make the stupidest videos.
Because maybe
they are
someone
so funny.
Out there it wants to be an ice cream influencer and they need to be thinking about
it's
Bridgman's.
We joke because I'll post a picture of our ice cream and lose followers and then we'll post some dumb video just joking around and we gain a whole bunch. Yeah. So I'm like, nobody cares about our ice cream. They just want to see us goofing off at work, I guess.
It's always what we want.
True.
We want the behind the scenes all
it's
the
so
time.
It's so true. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
Feeding us with ice cream memories, dreams, and now we know that we can get to Woodbury and have our peppermint crisp anytime we want.
Yes.
And really great to meet you. And thank you for
it was nice to meet you too.
It's just the
thank
best
you for
day
taking care of a vintage brand.
Thank you.
We're trying to disperse the ice cream.
I see. I'm getting some specials in here. This is lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. So I thought that with Brittany today I would do some Hollywood speaking of some Real Housewives. And I think she'll be able to do it, but she's not really on the air right now.
No,
but
she's handing out samples.
She's the ice cream genie.
Yes.
And she likes being the ice cream genie.
Yes, yes.
It's a very good job for you. Ice cream fairy.
I love it. This happened to me twice today where somebody said, hey, will you make sure that people know this food exists?
Right.
It happened to me with the sandwiches today, and I got to look like I was such a giver.
All right, let's Hollywood speak some Real Housewives. Anne Marie Wiley, who was a new housewife on Beverly Hills, has been fired after a single season.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she said.
Yeah.
She said, Listening to what I was instructed to do was my rookie mistake. I wish all the ladies good luck on the next season.
She's just one of the ones who have blamed the producers or blamed the edit, but blaming the producers is an age-old time that usually one-and-dones like to do. They'll say, they told me to say that, and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're... She's falling in the same one and done vibe of many women who have come before her.
But she did say, to say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. And I thought, didn't you realize you were going to be one and done with the National Association of Nurses or whatever that was, had to correct you on something you said not once but twice on the show?
I also think she's not saying this because she doesn't want to bite the hand that fed her, but she, I think Kyle put her secretly kind of put in her head to go after Sutton, and
she doesn't want to say that.
She doesn't want to say that because this is still her in, and Kyle actually has become quite a power player in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And so, but the reality of it, you could tell from the beginning that she was set up to go for Sutton.
I could tell from the beginning. I didn't think she was going to make it beyond one season.
Same.
Yeah. All right.
And nobody's going to miss her. She wasn't dramatic enough and yet somehow so fake dramatic.
Well, speaking of Kyle Hilton, so yesterday she was doing an interview.
Or Richards, Kyle Richards.
Kyle Richards, yeah, was doing an interview, and the interviewer asked her, what do you think about Paris Hilton? Basically telling Maurizio, you know, quit trading on her name, calling him out, reading his filth.
Yeah.
Kyle Richards, I am just kind of tired of hearing about everything over and over again. That was her answer.
It is a way that she, because she's going to have to keep alliances with Mo, and she really has. She let him do most of the stuff on his special for their divorce. But she is obviously now BFFs with Kathy again. So this is her back in her role that she unfortunately knows so well of trying to walk both sides of this fence.
Yeah. I mean, we've never heard Paris call out Maurizio before. I mean, I wish she'd been pushed back on that instead of letting her, because Paris has never called out her Uncle Mo.
Yeah. I saw an interview where then they were asking, a round of interviews for their show, real estate one with his daughters. So the daughters were there, and Mo, you could see that the daughters were very uncomfortable because I know they hate when Paris or the Hiltons fight with the Richards. So he was asked, you know, what did you say about this? And he was so diplomatic about it. I was actually surprised at how well he came off. It was, you know, along the lines of, I thought I should have this at that time. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And so we went our separate ways. So it was surprisingly kind because I think they know that.
He said, though, that Rick Hilton bleeped him over.
Yeah, but I'm saying in this interview, he was surprised. Like, it was like, that's exactly how this all should have came off from the beginning.
True.
And he was kind of alluding to the fact that he was young and thought he deserved more.
And it was a long time. I mean, they've been apart for a long time.
And at the end of the day, like I said, Mo should be thanking him so much because if he would have given him what he wanted, he would never have
started.
Yeah, the agency. So
there you go. Larsa Pippen took to social media today.
Yeah.
With a possibly new filtered face. I'm not really sure. And then just simply says, allow me to reintroduce myself with a blue heart that matched her crop top.
Well, I'm thankful she did introduce herself because I don't know who the heck that woman was at all. When I saw that picture, I was like, I have never seen this woman on TV.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, for years in Miami.
I'm single and ready to mingle.
Absolutely. I mean, she's so cringe. Her daughter has to just be cringing all
day. Her daughter lives in Beverly Hills while Larsa lives in Miami. I don't know too many people who let their 15-year-old daughters. I know she must live with her dad.
Yeah, Scotty. Yeah.
But, I mean, she doesn't want to live with her mom in a condo in the sky with her mom's boyfriend who happens to be, you know, their dad's enemy, basically Michael Jordan, and then has to listen to Larsa.
I know.
And Mark, I'm obsessed with you. No, I'm obsessed with you.
Oh.
Did we have sex 5 times last night or 4 times last night? I'm like, oh, shut up.
Could you even imagine? So they show clips, you know, like in Miami of the daughter visiting, and she looks like she's testing those windows if they open. She's end me now. Yeah. I cannot anymore with this. Because they'll go back and forth. And then Larsa will then say things that you know aren't true. She goes, yeah, she loves him. They're good friends. You know what?
She's leaning into being okay with being this emotionally stunted woman on television. She just filmed E's House of Villains.
Yep.
Their and Traitors.
Yeah.
Traitors. And she just isn't, you know, she just... But I can see why Kim Kardashian isn't friends with her anymore. Just watching her on that show makes me want to slap my forehead because the way she talks out of both sides of her mouth is truly, I don't know I've ever seen anything like it on reality TV.
We are no strangers to self-centeredness, but you can't be self-centered and dumb. You just can't. Yeah. We won't allow it. Figure it out. Thank you for those. Those were amazing.
We'll be back.